وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to yet another program of Islamic Economy, a program in which we try to understand the different laws of Islam with regard to the different aspects of economy. We try to understand what Islam teaches with regard to spending money, with regard to collecting money, with regard to dealing with money, making transactions, what is lawful and what is unlawful, what has God planned for the human being so that he becomes affluent in this world and employs the money for the purpose it was created and uses the money properly and so on. We had begun with discussing zakat in our previous programs, and we discussed about how important was this law of zakat and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by legislating this law, created an environment whereby the barrier between a poor person and a rich person can be removed. If the rich and affluent spend zakat in their proper way, and if the rich do pay zakat, if they pay zakat on time and according to what is compulsory on them, then this barrier of poverty will slowly and gradually be removed. Today, inshallah, we will look at something that is similar to zakat but supererogatory, and something which is recommended. It is also a kind of zakat, but a zakat which is mustahab. If you remember, when we were discussing about the compulsion or the obligatory nature of zakat, we mentioned this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran of chapter 9, verse number 103, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرْهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Here, the word zakat was not employed. The word sadaqah was employed. And therefore, zakat is a sadaqah or is a charity which is wajib. Today, inshallah, we will look at another charity which is not compulsory, but which is so much emphasized in the Holy Quran and in our traditions that if a person practices it, then he can play a very good role and a very influential role in removing the barrier of poverty that is there in a society and in helping the poor believers who really confront different situations, difficulties in life, and who are really in need of wealth so that they can progress. First of all, in order to know how important is this charity, we would like to look at the merits that have been mentioned about this charity. It is like zakat, but unlike zakat, it is not something that is limited to a certain amount, like the way the zakat is paid, for example, for certain specific things and specific materials are involved and a specific amount is necessary that if a person, for example, has a specific amount of gold, then and then zakat becomes wajib on him, and because this is compulsory. But with regard to this mustahab sadaqah or mustahab zakat, it is something that is in the hands of the person who would like to give charity. It can be a small amount, it can be a very big amount. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet and the infallible Imams alayhim afdalu salawatul musalleen have emphasized this so much that if a person ponders over it, he would come to realize that it really is something that must be practiced in order for a person to get a lot of benefit. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for a person who gives this charity which is recommended is so much that he would not feel like even leaving to give this charity for even one day. He would feel that every day that passes, this charity should be given from his side. And slowly and gradually, this can better the situation of those people who are needy and poor. When we look at the merits of zakat or merits of sadaqah, which is mustahab, charity which is recommended, one of the very important merits is that it itself increases the wealth of a person who gives charity. This is something very beautiful, because usually a person, when he wants to give charity, he feels that if I give, let's say, $500 to this person, then 500 will be less from my wealth that I have. But from some traditions we come to realize that no, in fact, if he gives this 500, he would even get more. Sometimes he would get 10 times. Sometimes he would get even more than that. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةَ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whosoever comes with one good act of charity, then he would have tenfold, and sometimes even more than that, as some other phrases of the verses of the Holy Quran explicitly tell us.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic Economy, every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by حجة الإسلام شيخ محمد خلفان.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب.
So one of the things that this sadaqah, giving charity to the poor, brings about is sustenance in itself. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Istanzilu rizqa bis sadaqa." Seek the descent of sustenance through sadaqa. That means attract rizq, attract the sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving sadaqa. In another tradition which is very interesting and beautiful, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Idha amlaqtum fatajirullah bis sadaqa." When you get poor, then do business with Allah through sadaqah. Subhanallah. Look at this. Imam Ali alayhi salam, obviously this also has been narrated because the asl information is from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Imam Ali alayhi salam draws from the teachings of the Holy Prophet and says that actually if you want to do business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tajirullah bis sadaqah. If you want profit from Allah, then give sadaqah. So you will not only get what you have given, but you will even get more. A very interesting tradition in line with this tradition is narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, or he is reported to have said, "Inni la umliqu ahyanan fa'utajirullah bis sadaqah." Indeed, I become poor sometimes and I do business with Allah through sadaqah. Here you find Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam explicitly says that when he gets poor, he does business with Allah by giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another very important merit that is worthy of consideration is that not only does sadaqah bring sustenance, but it also increases sustenance. Sometimes, you know, you want sustenance, so you give sadaqah, you get sustenance. Sometimes your sustenance is increased. You, for example, your wealth per month is, let's say, $1,000, and you want more, you want $2,000 to come about from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then give sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase rizq for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide more for you. The Holy Quran has got a very beautiful verse about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 2, verse number 276, says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهَ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah brings usury to naught, that is interest. He makes interest to get extinguished and erased. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهَ الرِّبَى. Those who think that by interest they will get more and more, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees for them destruction. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهَ الرِّبَى. But he says, وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. But he makes charities flourish. And Allah does not like any sinful ingrate. Here, perhaps the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sinful ingrate is because taking interest is like doing war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as inshaAllah we'll come to look at the verses that pertain to interest and how difficult it is when a person understands that it is not a small matter. It's something that a person is, you know, having the audacity of going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wanting to war and have a battle against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we have a clear indication in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that a person's sustenance is increased by giving sadaqah. We come to the end of the program here. As a summary of what we have covered in this program, we looked at the merits of sadaqah. We said that another form of zakat, which is mustahab and is not wajib, is a charity that is recommended, and that doesn't have a specific amount. It should be given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has very many merits. It has been so much encouraged. We looked at two merits. One is that if a person would like sustenance, he doesn't have sustenance, he is a poor person, so he should do business with Allah through sadaqah. إِذَا أَمْلَقْتُمْ فَتَاجِرُ اللَّهِ بِالصَّدَقَةِ, as Imam Ali alayhi salam has said. And the second thing that is important is that not only would you get sustenance, but if you want increment of sustenance also, then give sadaqah. And the proof for this is that verse of the Holy Quran in chapter 2, verse number 276. With this we come to the end of the program. Inshallah, we will continue with the merits of this beautiful charity, which is mustahab and recommended in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
O my Creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, the Most Gracious, Ya Rabbi bin Mustafa, Balligh maqasidana, waghfir lana.